Hello and welcome, and it is great to be back with my second episode. If you're listening to last episode, I'm just going to start out with LeBron's size shoe. It's size 15, so if you're right, give yourself a hand, a pat on the back, I guess. I changed my mind about the YouTube playing. Please don't comment there. Please email me if you have any questions or things that would be cool for the future. Now let's get started with the NBA. Today we are actually going to start out not with the Blazers. We're going to start out with a team that you hear me talk about a lot, just because it's not like I like them, but I think they have a good system, and that's the Golden State Warriors. So, the Golden State Warriors, I want to talk about them. Some people ask me, are they going to struggle just because they lost Kevin Durant? Do you think they're just not, are they going to make the playoffs? And I said, I definitely think so, just because their coach, why is he not popping up in my head right now, is very good. They got, even without KD, they've got three all-stars, something like that. Steph Curry out with an injury. I think the first little part of the season is going to be pretty hard, but I do think that the Blazers would want to play Golden State earlier in the season when Steph Curry is still recovering from the injury. But I do definitely think that the Golden State Warriors are going to be a good team, and they always will be, whether they have absolutely garbage players or great players. I really think the coach pours a lot into them, so I think that's pretty cool. But I do think the Blazers, if we want to play the Golden State Warriors, I think it should be earlier in the season, just because of Stephen Curry's injury and stuff. If we're talking like that, we want to win. So I do think that's going to be big, but we'll see what happens, and let's keep going. So right now we're going to talk about some NBA drafts. So let's just talk about them. Round one, number one pick, Zion Williams, as I think I've mentioned before. He was a Duke, he's a power forward, he's a big guy. Honestly, there's no surprises there as far as where he got picked, so I think that was pretty cool. Ja Morant, I hope I pronounced that right. He's going to Memphis Grizzlies. Murray State is where he went to college. He's a point guard. He's very good. It'll be fun to watch him. R.J. Barrett, he went to Duke. He's going to play for the Knicks, and he's a small forward, so that'll be fun to watch, and it's going to be interesting to see. DeAndre Hunter, he went to Virginia, and he's going to the Atlanta Hawks. I liked watching him play his college. He was good. I mean, he knew what he was doing. He was smart, fast, athletic. It'll be fun to watch him. And yes, he's a small forward. Darius Garland. Not much to say about him. He's the fifth pick. He went to Vanderbilt. Not a pretty good college. He's going to the Cavaliers. And he's a point guard. Going to the Timberwolves. Sixth round pick from Texas Tech. Jarrett Colvar. He's a shooting guard. A great piece to add alongside to the team. That would be great for them. I think that's going to be one of the Timberwolves' best players this year. Number seven round pick, going to the Chicago Bulls. Went to college, UNC. Kobe White. He's a point guard, quick little guy. I watched some of his films, and he looks great, so I think that would be a good addition. And he's going to New Orleans. Going to the Wizards, the Washington Wizards. He went to Gonzaga. Oh, boy, I can't pronounce this name that well. Rue Hachimori, small forward. Number 10 round pick, Cam Reddish, small forward. He went to Duke, and he's going to Atlanta Hawks. And that was the number 10th pick. Yeah, so that's where we're going to go to today. Let's talk about 6'7", Zion Williams. Let's start with his college stats, okay? So he averages around 23 points in college. Got 2 threes a game, usually. He averages 2 assists. Couldn't complain if you're with coach, you know. Trying to think here. Steals, he averages 2. So, well-rounded. I think some people, question, is Zion going to come in the NBA and be one of those good players that is just solid all around? It's kind of like Shaq going into the NBA. Everyone knew he was going to be good. Is he going to be one of those players? And I think every NBA player that comes in the NBA, it takes a year to adapt and start getting those amazing stats back, like college. But I don't know about Zion. He has lots of confidence, and I think he's just going to come in with a bang this year and just show him what he's made of. But he's very, very skillful, and he's not a center, but he's big, and he can shoot, and he can dunk. Of course, he's freaking huge. But it's going to be fun to watch and fun to see him in the NBA for the first year, but it'll be interesting to see his stats as far as this year compared to his college years, because I think he's going to come in with shock, wow, these guys are good. But then again, you also have some of that college momentum of just fast press. NBA's not like that, slower. Offense is more of a fun thing for Zion, for all the fans and stuff. But I do think Zion's gonna have that college mindset, so he's gonna just play 24/7 hard, which I like, and I wish every NBA player did, but sometimes they're nice and relaxed. But I do think most NBA players work very hard. I'm not saying they don't work hard or anything, but it'll be fun to see him play, so that'll be interesting. Okay, so let's start out with, we're going to talk a little bit about the Blazers' first 5 games and matchups to that. So we've talked about the first one, Portland versus Denver, in the first episode. We're not going to talk about that too much, but it's basically going to be Denver is going to want revenge, and that's going to be fun to see. But I think that'll be interesting, and I do think Blazers are going to win it, and I think other people think that too. So that'll be interesting to see. And so that game is on a Tuesday, I believe. Or on a Wednesday, I'm not sure. So then we're going to talk about the next game. So our first game was Denver. Second game is the Phoenix Suns. That's going to be interesting. We're just going to skip. I think the Blazers are going to win. I think the Wizards are going to win that one pretty good. defense. I think defense is going to be a big key. I'll talk about later about that stuff, but that'll be interesting to see. Our third game is Utah. Utah is going to be a good team this year. I do know that more people think Utah's going to win, but that's what they also said about OKC in the playoff round. So I do think Blazers have a very good chance of winning that. Let's talk about, that was the third game, so now let's talk about the fourth game. We played Denver again, which, you know, I don't know what to say. I think Blazers, that'll be fine, you know. I think all kind of depends on how the first game goes, and we got to guard Jokic, and that'll be fine to watch that game. And then they play Denver again, I believe. So they played Denver three times in the first, I don't know how many minutes, or in the first four games. So that's going to be interesting to see. And then for the last one, Blazers play the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento Kings are going to be not the team, not the best team this year, but definitely not the best team, but I think future-wise they're going to be pretty good, maybe. And I think those first five games right there, I think we should win four out of five of them. I think if we lose one to Denver, it won't hurt, but it'd be nice to win four out of five, and it's a good start. So that'll be interesting. The matchups are going to be different this year. I do think with some of our guys, Aminu, Harkless, not there, I do think that it's going to be really hard for the Trailblazers to, play good defense, because they were our biggest defense, long arms. They were big on the team anyways, so we'll see what happens. So we'll see. This next thing we're going to talk about is going to be interesting just because I like it. So, what player do I think we're going to, like, really miss? Not miss, but, like, need this year as far as, like, Blazers-wise. So I think a player that we got rid of that we really could use back, I think it's tied. I mean, I think we have a great offensive team, so I think whatever makes our defense better would be huge for us. And us losing two big guys, Aminu and Harkless, who both have very good defensive vulnerability, but like they can do offense and they can do defense, and their defense is just stellar, and they kind of hold the team together a little bit on defense. And that's one thing I think I'm really gonna miss is Harkless. I would say Enes Kanter, but defense wise I wasn't too happy. Offense wise I was totally happy, but I think defense we're going to need this year. And I think with 2 7-footers and possibly 2 7-footers and Dame and CJ and then one other guy, I do think that we're going to need Dame and CJ are going to step up their defense. I think the 7-footers are going to have to play smart. And I think with Terry Scott, knowing that Harkless and Aminu are gone, I think he'll be able to handle that. And I think he'll know. I think he'll be able to figure that out, so that'll be interesting to watch, too. I think next year, or in the upcoming years, we're going to talk here about who I think in the future is going to be a really good team. And as far as that, I'm not positive, but I do think that Toronto Raptors are going to be a stellar team, and they're young, so I think they have a good drafting year. Got some young and good, smart players, and I think they're going to be big, especially in the future. So I think that's going to be cool to see. What team do I think is just going to do worse and worse and worse? That's a hard question. But I think I do know. I think I have a team in my mind, and if I'm wrong, just please email me. First, I want to say a team I think people are, but I don't think people are. I think are just going to get worse and worse, but I don't think so. The Golden State Warriors, for instance, who I talk about a lot, just because they have a well-rounded team. They know what they're doing, and they're smart. Golden State Warriors, I think a lot of people just are thinking, no way. They're not going to do it. They lost KD. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough to lose KD, but I do think that why am I so blank on the coach's name? I think the coach is going to play it smart. I think he knows what he's doing, so it'll be fun to watch. And I think Steph Curry, with the way he moves, him and Klay, they can interact just as much as CJ and Dame, and look how far the Blazers went. So I think they're going to do really good. If they lose another star player, so I still think they're going to do good just because their coach is that smart. And I do think all those players are going to have a very, very, very good, I don't know what the word is. Anyways, the team I think that's going to start dropping back, well, it's tough. I definitely think that, I kind of think that the Philadelphia 76ers, they had a good year there, and I think they built that up, but I do think they're just going to start falling back, especially as a lot of their players is getting older, and that'll be interesting to see, but I do think they're going to start dropping back. So we're going to start with two big questions here. The first big question is going to be, who do you think is the best point guard in the NBA? Oof, that's rough. This one I'm actually going to have you write on the email and we can talk about that, but I don't know. That's too hard for me to say. There's too many good point guards out there. I would say I like Curry a lot, but I like Dame a lot. I like CJ a lot. I like Kyrie a lot. I'm sure there's tons I'm missing, but I think you could just email me if you have an idea what you think about that. Okay, next question is for me to answer. Who do I think, is the best player in the NBA right now? Oh, man, was that a question last time? No, I'm just kidding. Golly, so many good players out there. Right now, I heard them say right now. So I do believe that right now, it's either going to be Giannis, KD, I'm hesitant to say LeBron, but I don't know, there's just something about him. He's getting older, he's going downhill now, so he's still a great player, phenomenal, but he's not going uphill anymore, let's say that. So he's not getting better and better, he's just getting worse and worse. So, kids, please watch LeBron as he starts going downhill, because that's something you don't want to miss out on. And that's the question. I think I said KD or Giannis is the best. So, my opinion, I like watching Giannis the best. He's fun to watch, and I think he's the best player in the NBA right now. That's my opinion. So, it's not it's not, it's my opinion. So thanks for listening to my second episode. Please stick in and listen next time, or for episode 3.